The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, will tomorrow present the 2012-2013 budget estimates to Parliament. We have on the line the Chairman of the Select Committee on Finance and MP for Kete North, James Afedi. Many thanks for joining us. Well, what should Ghanaians expect in the budget tomorrow?
Thank you very much. The 2012 budget has been in your report. You mentioned that it's 2012 and 2013, but no, for all it was. The of the is basically going to be the consolidation that has been made. If you are with me.
Hello, Mr. Afedi. Hello? Please, could you reposition yourself? Your line is breaking.
Because where I am is very bad. My
all right.
Hold. Come in. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Please.
What I'm saying,
okay.
Yes,
please go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that the focus of the budget going to be the consolidation of the existing gains that have been made so far. The economy is very stable, interest rates started falling, inflation is the amount to the budget segment we don't be so that we can maintain the gains that we have made over the years. That is the main part of the budget. Now comes the picture.
Now, with less than a day for this year's budget to be delivered in Parliament, Radio Ghana sampled public expectations. While some preferred much concentration on infrastructural development, others preferred education, which they say is the backbone of nation building.
I'm expecting the government to spend more on hospitals, the roads, the infrastructure, so that a lot of people will get something doing. The biggest problem in the country is employment. By spending much on infrastructure, it will enable other people who are not working to get more jobs to do.
I believe more should be focused on the youth, because youth today are the future leaders tomorrow.
I think the tax system is too much. We pay a lot of tax. Everywhere I go, I pass. But we see our streets so clumsy. Our cars cannot travel properly on the road. At the streets of the country should be part of the budget.
To me, I mean, like, the budget might be especially like education. How the education system is very low. I think the focus might be on education, serious more than the other things. And then from there, the employment sector, I think it will be better.
I want budget to be concentrated on our education so that we can have places to go to school. Because now we are many in the country, and so we need more government schools so that we can also go there. Government to reduce our school fees.
The budget is for us Ghanaian families, and then we need to make inputs. We are not aware it's happening tomorrow. The budget should concentrate on education. People are still under stress and all that. This should be taken care of. The road networks is not good shape. That makes business a little difficult.
Well, I'm not aware that the budget is being read tomorrow, and I would like the budget to be more on focus on the youth education and employment. Most of the youth are unemployed. You come out from the university after your national service, then you are home searching for a job. So if they can focus on allocating more money into infrastructure where there will be employment, or if they can focus a little bit on the private sector, how to grow the private industry in Ghana.
Those were public expectations on tomorrow's budget reading. A senior research fellow at the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research of the University of Ghana, Dr. Peter Korte, says he expects government to create the necessary environment which will create what he called quantity jobs for the youth. Sharing his expectations for tomorrow's budget, Dr. Korte said the economy must be expanded so that it can absorb the teeming unemployed graduates. He spoke to Seth Eya.
One of the major things I would expect to see is how government is going to create more jobs, not government jobs, but then providing the enabling environment for the private sector to create the necessary jobs. There are a lot of unemployment issues that we are faced with. So for me, I want to see government through the private sector generating more jobs in the economy. So I want to see how private sector is encouraged with or can access cheaper sources of credit how with tax incentives the private sector is able to flourish and generate more jobs, and how with a stable macro environment the private sector is able to create more jobs, more quality jobs, not just any other job or any kind of jobs, but quality jobs.
Already we are hearing snippets of what will come up in the budget, you know, regarding the government removing the stabilization levy imposed on companies. What do you make of this?
Well, this are rumors or hearsays. We are not sure whether that is the case, so it's difficult to comment. But if that is the case, granted that yes, this is removed, and it will cushion or ease the private sector. Companies can have access to this extra funds. Instead of paying this to government, they can have these funds to invest. Then, of course, it's something that will contribute towards the job creation that I have mentioned.
Apart from job creation and creating the enabling environment, what other things would you expect the budget to touch on?
I would also expect to see how, with the oil revenue, government is going to transform agriculture. Because as we speak, agri still plays a very dominant role in our economy. Now we have discovered oil. What are we doing with the oil money? Are we going to leave agri and focus more on oil and have the challenges? Or rather, we would use the oil money to transform or modernize agriculture so that we would have cheaper food items. We would also have more jobs being created in our economy. So that is one area I would want to see a major paradigm shift. But for now, okay, those are the two major areas that I would want to see changes. Of course, the other areas, but I think these are the two key ones that I think once we are done properly, we'll certainly be able to generate the necessary jobs. We have too much youth unemployment in this country. And if we don't address this, youth agitations and the rest will continue to rise.
Then when we talk about youth unemployment and increasing youth unemployment, does that mean that for some time now, you know, the economy has not been absorbing the graduate youth?
We are producing more than the with a demand and supply situation. We are creating or generating more or producing more students or graduates into our economy, but we are not able to absorb all of them into our system, into the economy. So quite a number of them are remain unemployed. So we are basically providing like a warehouse where we are storing graduates. So if we don't create the jobs, then, you know, for every warehouse, as you continue to add and add, it will get full, and it has its repercussions. You're going to have serious problems.
The impression being created out there is as if for the past 3 years, no graduate has been employed in this country.
No. Some graduates get employment. Certainly within the 2 to 3 years after graduation, we get quite a number being employed. But it's not all. We have almost half of them not getting jobs in the 2 to 3 years after getting out of the system, and that is a major cause for concern.
Senior Research Fellow of ESEL, the University of Ghana, Dr. Peter Korte, talking to SETS AIA.